This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Chilling new details about the convicted sex offender suspected of killing at least seven women in Indiana. Ooh. Police are now saying 43-year-old Darren Vann may be a serial killer whose crimes span 20 years.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. Gary. It is the birthday of two of the nicest people on the planet. And they both work for Reach Media. One is Andrell Perry, and the other is Walter White.
Yeah.
The president is on the road trying to encourage folks to get out the vote early. And today is 2 weeks out from the very, very important midterm elections. He cast his ballot in Chicago as he is working to rally his party's voters to turn out for the Illinois Governor Pat Quinn and other Democrats. But he's also trying to get folks to vote all over the country, even though a lot of Democrats don't want the president to come to town.
Wow.
South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been given 5 years in jail for killing his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Judge also gave Pistorius a three-year suspended sentence for a firearms charge. And Reeva Steenkamp's parents told the BBC that they're happy with the sentence and relieved that the case is over. Now, in Nigerian news, as far as the Boko Haram is concerned, the Nigerian government is still hopeful that they will be securing the release of more than 200, some 270, maybe as close to 300 schoolgirls kidnapped by the terrorist Boko Haram. However, there is a growing uncertainty after suspected Islamic militants from the group have clashed with soldiers as that ceasefire has not held firm. The second Dallas nurse to contract Ebola from the patient Thomas Duncan is showing improvement. That is
good.
Amber Vinson. She, of course, was transferred to Emory Hospital in Atlanta last week after she spiked a fever last Tuesday, one day after flying home from a trip to visit in Ohio. Now, the other interesting piece is that her parents have hired, her family has hired an attorney in order to do something about her image because, or to defend herself in the image, because a lot of people are casting a lot of aspersions on her character about the fact that she did travel.
What can the lawyer do?
Well, I'm sure that they will just be as a spokesperson, and then if anyone says anything that is not true, which is known to happen, then they will seek action in some way or another. L'Oreal USA has announced that they have purchased the deal to own the company Carol's Daughter, the beauty company, which will help the company reach a diverse consumer base. Now, Carol's Daughter has a great deal of expertise in the multicultural hair care market, and it is a rapidly expanding market, and so they are hoping that this will do a lot of business
Didn't
for
Carol's
them.
Didn't Carol's Daughter file for bankruptcy
Not
recently?
Not too long ago, yeah.
And now L'Oreal bought them.
And L'Oreal has purchased
them. Good.
Yeah. That is a really good. Founded in 1993 by Lisa Price. And it was an interesting night on the football field last night as the Houston Texans.
You hear that rolling? I can't hear it.
Son of my neck.
Pittsburgh Steelers keeping their home field advantage alive as they beat the Houston Texans. And those are your headlines of Black America Web.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.